Leaders of the European Union are set to begin a two-day meeting in Brussels aimed at agreeing a strategy for tackling the global economic crisis. The meeting's being chaired by the Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek in his capacity as President of the European Council, and the Czech Republic is under a lot of pressure to provide leadership at a time when the EU is suffering from falling production and rising unemployment. Radio Prague's Rosie Johnston is at the summit, and earlier she spoke to me by telephone.
The economy is definitely top of the agenda, and speaking just this morning, Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek was saying that top priority for him was actually getting down to action and getting some of the money that European leaders have already pledged to battle the financial crisis, getting it spent. He said that was much more important than throwing yet more money at the European Union in this time of crisis. He's ruled out any further financial injections. Another really important thing I think that Mr. Topolánek and his team will want to be discussing over the next couple of days is how the European Union is going to present itself at the G20 summit in London in April. He wants to see EU leaders singing from the same hymn sheet, and this is the time to, I suppose, decide upon a sort of common strategy for that. And then last but by no means least contentiously, there's an outstanding sum of 5 billion euros which is allocated to tackling the current financial downturn in Europe. And there's not been any consensus whatsoever yet on how to spend that. And Parliament is going to go into recess soon. There are going to be European elections, and I don't think anyone here really wants to see that money just sitting going unused before Parliament does go into its recess. So quickly deciding on the way forward with that too.
Right, indeed. It'd be a shame to waste those funds at a time when Europe needs them so badly. But I gather while the summit will, of course, be dominated by economic matters, EU leaders will also be discussing another of the Czech priorities, energy.
Yeah, very much so. There are sort of various different aspects that this discussion, I guess, will take. One is paving the way for a treaty to replace the Kyoto Treaty on carbon emissions, which will be discussed in Copenhagen at the end of this year. And going into this summit, I think the Czechs were fairly optimistic and confident that consensus could be found on the way that the EU as a bloc would go to Copenhagen and the sorts of things that would be pushing forward there. But a lot less harmonious seems to be the Czech or the European Union's need to diversify its sources of energy, which I guess was very much put into the spotlight by the Russian-Ukrainian gas crisis at the start of this year. There are still various mindsets in the EU of how to diversify Europe's energy sources. The Czech presidency, Mirek Topolánek, this morning was saying he wants to see support for the Nabucco pipeline, which will see gas from Central Asia shipped to Europe via Turkey and completely cutting out Ukraine and Russia altogether, whereas Germany favours a pipeline called Nord Stream, which cuts out Baltic states but ships gas from Russia through Germany to Europe. And these two factions are not yet in agreement as to whether these pipelines are in competition with each other or whether they can sort of work together.
It certainly sounds like they've got their work cut out over the next few days. Will there be any time to discuss anything else on the agenda?
Yeah, this agenda is pretty big. There are other things on it. One is the Lisbon Treaty, though that's not expected to maybe occupy such a high position this time as it has at previous summits. And the other thing that the Czech presidency wants to discuss at this summit over the next couple of days is the EU's Eastern Partnership, making travel easier, making trade easier, and increasing dialogue with countries just to the east of the EU, like Ukraine, Moldova, Georgia, Armenia, and Azerbaijan. And that's actually going to be launched in Prague in May, and I think the way for that is going to be paved over the next couple of days here in Brussels.
Rosie Johnston speaking to me earlier from the EU summit in Brussels.